open it fast.
Okay, so I think the best thing now, I mean, considering what we have in hand, is first for Team 3 through Martin Hannigan. Martin, I think that what we have in hand first is yours, so if you can just tell us about the work you did in this short while.
So thank you for giving us more time, and basically we went back and we organized this a bit better and boiled it back down to specific issues. We broke up the document into multiple portions, specific issues, materials, requests, and interviews. And I'm going to kind of stick with the high level, but on the higher level, we opted to focus on compliance and compliance failure. And what we mean by failure for Bill's edification is that if you're not in compliance, you're failing. And we could use legal terms like breach, but we're not lawyers, so we opted to call it compliance failure. And operational measurements, we're going to look at monitoring for the root TLDs and .ARPA, surveillance, performance and availability, IDN, which I think admittedly we need to grow out a little bit, but it's on there, IPv6 with respect to the root registry and registrars, new gTLDs, DNSSEC committees, studies, and threat landscape. Our list of materials is 13 items long, and we opted in most cases to ask for a catalog instead of trying to specify a document because we know we don't know what we don't know. And then with respect to interviews, we took the same approach where we don't really know who to talk to, so instead of trying to focus on the wrong person, we opted to interface with the committees. So, for example, we may have questions for the SAC, and the SAC can determine who would be best to talk to. And the same goes with the RSAC, the IANA Operations Committee, which is an ICANN board-level committee, and then Registry and Registrar Operations, which for the interim will interface with Patrick and Denise.
Thank you. Simon, what can you report?
Okay, so we spent a lot of our time actually sitting with Group 1 and trying to understand the overlap between the two groups. Group 2, I do apologise. Yeah, okay. And trying to understand the overlap between the two and really going back to exactly what the remit of this team was, because I think that was one of the challenges was, are we looking at the wider landscape or are we looking at the actual security stability review plan? Which was the key. I think what's come out of that for me is that we very clearly need to quickly establish things like contractual relationships, clearly understand the landscape to then help inform how effective the plan is, if that makes any sense. We don't have a list of materials or interviews or anything else. We have not done that piece of work that's up there, mainly because we're involved in that discussion. So I don't know how that affects things moving forward. So we don't have anything specific new to bring to the table at the moment other than trying to rework our terms of reference, I think.
Okay. Jeff, can you report for your group?
Yeah, I think... maybe just to elaborate on what Simon was saying, one of the things we were talking about is how to particularly avoid duplication of effort in the first phase of the process, because to some extent the work will be dependent on what the other team is doing. And I think where we're leaning towards, and we probably need to spend a little bit more time crystallizing, is that team one would start with actually something that we had proposed to start with, which is to map the various types of relationships that ICANN has, both with the IANA functions as well as then the contracted parties and the non-contracted parties, and would probably be the lead on reviewing those types of agreements and documents. And we would focus on starting with the 2011 SSR plan and the key initiatives that are in the plan. And then, as Patrick said, they have a scorecard for the activities and the things that have been and the progress that's being made on the initiatives. So essentially we're going to be looking at what ICANN is doing with regard to the plan that they laid out for themselves, and then to some extent group one will be looking at how does the plan seem to address the wider landscape, which I think is the same scope that we had originally decided, but I think we've now tried to operationalize that in a way that's not duplicating effort. I think another point that we should discuss is it would seem like our group could maybe do some of the mapping of how security issues are addressed within ICANN, such as the SSAC and the policy development process and some of those things. But we should talk further about that. And then something to note for Martin, there are some contingency planning efforts identified in the strategic plan, and so I think, to the extent that it's something specific like that, we'll flag it for you, but we'll assume that your team would have that component of the implementation, that, we would take those out of what we're looking at to avoid duplication with you. But that should be pretty straightforward. The other thing to note is, as Patrick had reminded us on Tuesday, is that the plans for the 2012 strategic plan are happening right now, and I think we should factor that into the thinking in terms of how we're going to do the report. But I think fundamentally it seems like our focus for the review can be on the 2011 plan, since it's a little bit of a backward, facing review, and then to the extent that there are changes, we should, that'll be for later in the year. We'll have to figure out how to integrate that. And so I think our first focus is what I'm trying to do now is to do the terms of reference. I think if we do that and we Simon and I can make sure we're not duplicating, and then we'll talk a little bit about timing of what we're going to do first, and then to avoid stepping on each other. I think we've roughly got a pretty good way to figure that out right now.
Thank you. We're approaching 4 o'clock, and although we have planned the meeting for lasting through 6, we know that we will have a serious loss of attendees in a few minutes. People have, in particular, a couple of the members of the team members have to leave for flights and travel. So I think we're faced with a couple of options. One of them is to find a cutoff point here, make it very clear so that we can have clear expectations of what happens next, make that continuance rely on very few people, for example, on the team leaders for this very first step, and to have a commitment for having it pretty early, like middle of next week, considering that the weekend may be spent in traveling by some of you. Our other option is to reconstruct the teams with whomever is left here committed to stay till 6 p.m. That means working two more hours. I don't know. I would like to have a show of hands of who is sure to be able to stay through 6 p.m. here and feels like you could be still, you know, working intensely and productively as you have up till now. So a show of hands, please. Please raise your hand so I can count.
Stay up to 6.
So that's... Okay. I'm thinking, you know, for this big stretch and still have some representativity of the teams. So I think we are not in a condition for that, because we are already a little bit thinned down. So it looks like we would have a relatively weak showing. I mean, on one hand, we would have a smaller team that could work effectively, but on the other hand, we would be losing team coordinators and just have too few people. So then my proposal would be to adjourn at 4, that's in 10 minutes, as I said. And then before that, just to make sure that we have a clear path forward that has a next step, a significant chunk of work, you know, finishing today's work by middle of next week. So first question is for Jeff and Simon. Do you think that you can commit to finish the parts that you the piece of work that you mentioned, which would be, you know, it's significant deduplication and planning for documents or inputs by next Tuesday? Do you think you can have a phone call, email exchange between the two of you?
I just wanted to clarify what... because we have talked about a couple of different formats, what's the work product that we're...
Well, let's say the work product would be what we aimed to get done today, and we just got very close. But in particular, I mean, I'm glad in a way that we didn't emerge naively with something that we thought was done and would have been problematic. Mm-hmm. And that comes from the large... level of overlap in the titles, in the names of the pieces of work that teams 1 and 2 have to do. They have to do things that look similar, focus on entities that are similar, and you have to deduplicate in the sense of making the limitation mm-hmm. of the scope and focus on which you're going to work on each of these things. I mean, like Ayana, one of you is going to look at the design of Ayana, the other is going to look at the operations of Ayana, one of you is going to look at the existing contract with Ayana, another one is going to look at the risk management for possible Ayana contract mm-hmm. changes. And same applies for the policy relationship with the registries and registrars versus registry and registrar operations mm-hmm. and so forth. So, I mean, it would have been very risky to go away with this not well-defined, just thinking we have it and then still have a lot of duplication. So, I mean, I'm just trying to make an objective balance of where we stand. So the work left would be to finish that.
I think we can, Andrew, I can sit till 4:30, so I think if Jeff and I can just get some time quietly in a corner, we can work through the high-level balance of the two terms of reference. I think the key thing we've both got to do now is just try and get our terms of reference so they slot nicely together, and also just quickly take a look down at the high-level tasks. I think in terms of then going away and putting something... can commit time next week to getting that broken down a bit further on and circulating that and bouncing that back and forth between Jeff and I think that's not going to be too much of a problem. We can then take it from there and pass it back to the group.
Martin, you're raising your hand.
So what's the schedule with respect to the document? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is more like an outline than a final product. And do we have any kind of schedule that we want to adhere to finalize this and to do the deduplication and the reconciliation of, you know, the terms of reference?
I think so, yeah.
For me, next week is like a must. A week from now, or would you want to include the weekend after next Friday? I'd rather see a commitment for Friday and have some buffering there. But if you have it early, you know, if everything is on the table on Friday, we would be able. And people who work on weekends would be able to pick it up from there next weekend.
So that what we'll try to have by next week would be we would each have our project plan with the terms of reference and some rough timing of the work efforts, and we're going to coordinate, you know, we're going to do this first, we're going to wait for team one to do, and then we're going to look at that or whatever, and then we're going to have a master list of documents and interviews that we'll all feed into, right? So basically what we're responsible for producing is a terms of reference with somewhat of a project plan under that.
And Martin, does that fit with what you would be able to provide in a week too?
I think so.
So then, I mean, with some unease, but I think it's good unease. We would leave here now with a commitment from the three team leaders to provide this with their teams or without. I think you've had enough input so that if you don't get more feedback or input from the team members, the three coordinators have enough knowledge of the of what the teams want to do and are ready to do and are able to do. To scope this out in such a way so we could commit to have that on Friday, a week from now, circulated so that people who are able to work on the weekend of March 20-something will be able to have that. Is that do others feel comfortable with it?
I'm not comfortable with that. I'm just looking through my calendar for next week, and I'm absolutely flat out with other commitments. So can definitely get work done next week.
So do we set a deadline on March 28th?
I think what I'm asking for, if you just let me finish, would be that we try and focus, if we can aim towards the middle of the following week, then that's fine. I just
March 31?
Yeah, I think that would be, if that's okay. Maybe we can get it done, I just can't commit to it, that's all.
So, I mean, our deadline is March 31 then, for these three teams' outputs from the continuance of this session. So I would like to know if you have other things to mention. I would like to make a 1-minute wrap-up statement after I hear others for further discussion.
You raising your hand?
Yeah, I was actually just wondering, is this the list that's being produced in terms of interviews and materials? Is this an initial list? Because I guess what I'm from my experience, when you start doing interviews and you start doing documents, you start building a list of, oh, I didn't think about that, I didn't do that. So
there will be branching out. I mean, this is not going to be engraved in stone and considered final, but it is going to be considered as, you know, if you have to add to it, you really have to have a lot of good reasons, and if that's going to take time, you know the time it's going to take you and not everybody else. And, I mean, again, it's not, you know, a hard final list, but it should give us a size of the problem so that we know if we're going to conduct a total of 30 different interviews, 50 different interviews, or 10 different interviews, and whether some of these are going to be long, whether some of these are going to require some kind of non-disclosure agreement, as Rodney Joffe has correctly warned us, this non-disclosure thing is going to be very delicate. It's not automatic because we don't necessarily have a corporate standing. So, I mean, Denise is checking for that. We don't also want to have to rely totally on a legally risky personal commitment in a jurisdiction of which you are not even a citizen. I mean, like signing a non-disclosure agreement for an entity in Britain for me would be absolutely crazy. Never again step into Heathrow with peace of mind. That we have to be careful about stuff like that. So make this very minimalistic and make sure that, again, as we've mentioned from Cartagena, Pareto is the king of this of our philosophy. Get the most result, the most kick out of the least questions, works, people, and documents. Again, we're thinking that, you know, we are a limited size volunteer team, people fully committed to other jobs. We have been selected for that reason, because we're good at those jobs and we're doing them. So we're not going to plan for anyone to read 5,000 pages of accounting tables during a week, or, you know, 5,000 pages of server logs over 2 days. That kind of commitment will just not be there. We're going to read high-level documents, and the interviewing will have to produce the extracts of that. David Kick.
At the same time, we're part of what we're trying to do is identify things that blank spots that ICANN's unaware of? And if so, if it's someone we interview says, oh, you should talk to this other person, we'll probably talk to them.
Okay. So then I think that we can, I mean, for let's say, what for next steps, we know that we will be relying heavily on the three team coordinators for progress. I am certainly making myself available as much as possible. Next week I will be staying at home in Mexico City. After that I'll be traveling to the IETF in Prague, foreseeably. So next week is good for me, particularly to find time to interact with you guys. I'm going to ask Andrea to tell us how much he thinks he's available.
Yeah, as soon as I get back to Italy, so on Sunday, I have no issues. I mean, next week it's going to be good to work on the documents, and I will try to consolidate, you know, the documents that I received. Also, Simon, you were suggesting to arrange the documents, you know, in a different way. So if you want to do the exercise, so we are sure that I get it right, I will then, you know, work on the document that you will send me. And so based on that, and based on you know, all the constraints and deadlines that we discussed today, I will also circulate beginning of next week a sort of initial project plan where at least we have, you know, which are, you know, the deadlines and the different phases that we would have identified.
So as chair and vice chair, we're also committing to some work. It's mostly in the scaffolding kind of work, kind of structuring things. Sheldon. You mean IETF in Prague? Well, so we won't have a large meeting, but if we can make any progress, we'll certainly do. So, any other comments before closing from team members? Well, I would like to put forward a quick balance of today's meeting and our work so far. Progress is not always visible in huge land huge strides, and you know, you don't always have 50 or 100 written pages ready for publication to speak for your efforts. This may be one of those times. But that doesn't mean that there's been great progress made in this group during this meeting. There's been a lot of team building, which is extremely important, and have face-to-face, accent-to-accent communication. We have shared views, which were not easily shared in writing or in the cycles that people have available for email. And in particular, one of the most complex problems in a project of this size, especially if we're not counting like on this external consultant to carry all the burdens that we don't pick ourselves, has been the delimitation of scope for the work. I don't think it was even imaginable to start working with a realistic scope. We were not there yet. But you don't even start getting a realistic scope until you take one of the sub-projects and begin looking at how you're going to do that work. And that was what happened, particularly during the meetings of this week. I think there's a much clearer idea of what the purposes of the work are. It's definitely, I mean, I think no one now thinks that we will be looking at how a given registry is operating. We're looking at process at a higher aggregation level. I think that's a shared understanding, which has been vital and has taken a lot of work to get there. I think we also have a much better understanding of what ICANN staff can provide us, the enormous amount of support that's already available, supporting documents and supporting activities. And I live with a very positive balance in these senses. We'll try to wrap this up in a report that does show, for example, the list of issues that each of the subgroups has worked as marked as provisional.
marked as still in process of being fused into or separated into well-coordinated documents, but that's the kind of thing that will tell the community to come over soon with their concerns about affirmation of commitments, fulfillment by ICANN in the stability, security, and resiliency fields. And I think that we're in a pretty good shape in that sense. I would like to tell you also that I'm extremely impressed by the competence and by the will and the intensity of work and cooperation and exchange and yielding to other people's views and listening that there's present in this group, and that's a guarantee for good results. If we can just continue doing this, our off meeting, our online work with a good pace, will be in excellent shape. So by the end of March, beginning days of April, once we have the review, the sub-teams work and the framework that Andrea and I are going to be hammering together, we'll have a clear program that tells us what we'll have in hand for Singapore and how we will get there. And thanks, everybody.